Good words. Paige, I mentioned to you this morning how I've respected your adeptness and your frankness and your humor in which you've dealt with the national media as president of the Southern Baptist Convention, and I've been real proud of you to see how you've represented the truth of Scripture. But you know, the media and even within the church usually jumps on the submission issue and talks about physical abuse and the women are going to be beat up and harmed physically. And this question has come up several times as I've gone through the stack here. What do you recommend for women who are undergoing genuine physical abuse from their husbands, and the husbands say they should be submitting?
That's an excellent question, and let me respond that it depends on the level of abuse to some degree. I have never in my ministry counseled that anybody seek a divorce, and I do think that's always wrong counsel. There have been, however, an occasion or two when the level of the abuse was serious enough, dangerous enough, immoral enough, that I have counseled temporary separation and the seeking of help. I would urge you to understand that that should happen only in the most serious of cases. I would cite examples of it, but the examples that I've had in my ministry are so awful that I will not cite them in public. That's enough to say, however, that there is a severe physical and or moral danger that's involved before you come to that. More often, when you face abuse, it is of a less serious variety, but all abuse is serious. And there are two or three things that I say to women who are in those kinds of situations. First of all, I say to them that you must not forget the power of prayer. Just as one of your little children comes to you with a broken heart, crawls up into your arms, looks into your face, and with tears running down his cheeks, ask you to intervene in a situation. If you have anything in you of a loving parent's heart at all, that'll bring you to your attention and you're off and running. Now, if you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your Father in heaven do good to them that ask him? Do not forget the power of consecrated, concentrated prayer. Get on your face before God and ask him to intervene. And he is a good and a dear heavenly Father. And at some point, he will intervene. I just give you one brief example of it. I had a woman who was in a church that I served, and she was being subject to some abuse. And I told her, I said, all right, what I want you to do is every evening I want you to get down by your bed just as he goes to sleep. Get down by the bed. And when you think he's just about asleep, you just pray and ask God to intervene. Not out loud, quietly, but I said, you just pray there. And I said, get ready because he may get a little more violent, you know, when he discovers this. And sure enough, he did. She came to church one morning with both eyes black. And she was angry at me and at God in the world, for that matter. And she said, I hope you're happy. And I said, yes, ma'am, I am. And I said, I'm sorry about that, but I'm very happy. And what she didn't know when we sat down in church that morning was that her husband had come in and was standing at the back, the first time he ever came. And when I gave the invitation that morning, he was the first one down to the front. And his heart was broken. He said, my wife's praying for me, and I can't believe what I did to her. And he said, do you think God can forgive somebody like me? And he's a great husband today. And it all came about because she sought God on a regular basis. And remember, when nobody else can help, God can. And in the meantime, you have to do what you can at home to be submissive in every way that you can and to elevate him. Obviously, if he's doing that kind of thing, he's got some very deep spiritual problems in his life. And you have to pray that God brings into the intersection of his life those people and those events that need to come into his life to arrest him and bring him to his knees.